What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. A little bit on topic and off topic, usually off the topic of trucking. So today I want to talk about equal wages for women, which basically in trucking we have. You know, we get no props on our women situation. You know, if you get paid 33 cents a mile in trucking, you get it everywhere. You know, and it is an equal wage industry. We get no props for that. If it was about, you know, they drag us through the mud on everything else. But if you get paid 33 cents a mile or 40 cents a mile or 45 cents a mile for doing a specific job in trucking and you show up, you get paid that wage. Most women are underpaid by all the fancy companies, the office companies, these big corporations. Right? And the truth is, it's not because discrimination, but it's because it's a buddy system. You know, it's all about having a pal. It's all about who you know. And in these buddy systems, you know, they end up screwing people over because you're not a buddy, right? You're not a buddy. You're not a pal, you know. So when you talk about, you know, trucking, I think we should get a little bit of props for that. Now, I think the reason women are often not, quote, paid an equal wage is not because women aren't as good as men, but because the truth is there's a difference between women and other women. Right? I mean, let's just be honest. Some women are stellar people, go to work, play the buddy system in the office environment where this happens, and they're really good at it. And a lot of other women, honestly, they think, you know, the job owes them something. Yeah, they got an attitude at work. They badmouth everybody else at work. And the truth is, it's just that lowers the competition. It's like, you know, if anybody's worked at a normal workplace, there's always the one woman who does 90% of the stuff other women won't do. She has no BS in her life. You don't know about her kids. You don't know about all that. She got a separate life. Her home is her home, and her job is her job. The difference between a lot of other women is that's not true, right? For a lot of women, they try to treat their job like it's their family. That crap. I'm gonna live for my career. Well, if I'm a boss, my goal is to make as much money as possible, right? If I got one woman saying I'm gonna live for my career and she's valuable, and I got another woman who's also valuable, right, but she's a stellar woman, right? She has a home life and a career, and you know that you can't screw her over because she's got to make enough money to feed her family, and if you don't pay her enough, somebody else will, right? That's the reality. Now, if you're a woman living for your job, well, I'm a boss. My goal is not to pay you top dollar. My goal is to make as much money as possible, right? So what ends up happening? Well, I'm going to pay Susie, Jenna, and every other woman who follow all these feminists on TV and shit nothing. Because guess what? You're an idiot. You live like, you know, you live for your job. Your career is enough, right? Right. How many times have you heard that shit in sound bites and shit, right? And the women who live that shit. And as a result, I'm the boss. Shit, I get to fuck you over. Right. You just said you're going to live for this job. You're going to show up just because Susie, your buddy. At the same time, the stellar woman, you can't fuck her over because bottom line is she likes the job. She might be cool with everybody, but family comes first. You know, she got babies to feed. She got a mortgage to pay for with a husband or without a husband. Right? Those other things cause a sense of respect, you know. Just my little two cents on it. But I do think trucking needs to get its props because we do give an equal wage to women. You know, if it was sexual harassment, we probably ain't doing too great in that one. But this, we do. You know, we ought to get some props for it. Like, out of all the other industries. Because, you know, in trucking, it's just about showing up, doing the job. And, you know, everything's done by computer nowadays. So we don't know what you look like. None of that matters. You know, you can be ugly, beautiful. It don't matter. You know, do you show up and do your job? That's one of the beautiful parts about being a trucker. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. That's just what I wanted to talk about today.